can talk to them on the radio.
Whenever you feel comfortable.
I want you to feel comfortable talking about anything, okay?
I want you all to feel comfortable.
Comfy?
I can't remember when I felt quite so cozy down here.
Showtime.
It is showtime. Thank you for keeping the cord plugged in. You got Rick, you got Patty. 610, good morning to you. Happy Wednesday, middle of the week. Man, we were just talking off microphone how awesome all the Northern Lights photos were. All the way down the Yakima Valley, all the way up to the Tri-Cities. Whenever I go take a photo outside, mine's all blurred. I don't know why.
I didn't catch any good photos. But I've seen them online, though.
Oh, seen some beautiful online. Yes. Beautiful ones online. Normally, when we always talk about, there's the Northern Lights, I never see anything. I'm like, I don't see it. But loving the photography this morning for you. Hey, it's Rick. It's Patty. Good morning to you. We're going to work on some Facebook fun. Other people's problems coming up in just a little bit. Nashville news to get your day started. And our big Luke Combs flyaway, light up Tri-Cities. Lots of ways to win this morning. So we'll continue the conversation and get your day started. Grab the coffee. Grab the Red Bull. Let's get going. You got Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Somebody number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. 622. Always great to be with you. And, of course, a mild morning already for you, 42 degrees. There might be a slight chance of a rain shower later on. So just giving you the heads up on that.
Okay.
Facebook fun to get the day started. Here you go. Let's have some fun with this one, guys. And it's that time of year.
What?
Gingerbread or sugar cookie?
Oh, man.
Which one you picking? I'd pick both, of course, but...
Sugar cookies for me.
Yeah, that's what I said,
really?
Too. That's what
you
I said,
did too?
Too. I don't dislike gingerbread, but if I had a choice between a sugar cookie... There are these cookies, Patty, that you find usually at the convenience store, at the gas station, mm-hmm. that they're almost like powder. They're like those big old... They're pink cookies, and they're very powdery.
You mean like with the pink frosting?
Yeah, yeah. And they melt in your mouth, but
see those at all the grocery stores.
But it's a weird taste. It's really good. It's good.
I know what you're talking about.
But it's almost like you're eating sawdust or something.
But they come out at every holiday.
Uh-huh.
Like they're have so them for, you know, like there's green frosting for St. Patrick's Day. Pink
exactly.
for Valentine's Day.
But it has a weird taste, but it's a good taste. You're like, what is this? What am I, you know? And
they're puffy. They're really puffy and sweet.
They're very good. Very good. So gingerbread or sugar cookie. Did you ever, I never saw this as much as my foster family was awesome. I never saw a gingerbread house.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, did you guys make?
No, I never got the opportunity to make. Well, I mean, I did. We did it as a class project, and we all, like, it wasn't very good.
Okay. Okay, interesting, okay.
But
I hear you.
Yeah, I know families. I have lots of friends.
You see the kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen the kids, but I've never sat down. I mean, I've carved a pumpkin, but never done a gingerbread house or anything.
Yeah, I know they have kits that come out at Christmas time, and people make them.
They do. So there you go. We'll have a little fun with that. So Patty and I are in agreement on this one. We both love sugar cookies over gingerbread.
I will say, you know, when it's seasonal like this, all the Christmas, there's like candy cane flavor chapstick, and there is, I bought it, there's a gingerbread chapstick. It's delightful.
Who sits around in a big room and thinks, hey, I think a gingerbread lipstick
will
be
great? Well, the people who are chapstick do.
I guess so. All right. So that's the Facebook fun. Chime in on it. What do you prefer, gingerbread or sugar cookie? We'll share your comments on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Luke Combs in Vegas starting Monday with us, thanks to Legends Casino. So we got a couple great flyaways around the corner, thanks to our friends at Legends Casino. Right now, time for some Nashville news.
George Strait is indeed planning a stadium show in Texas. It'll be April 25th of 2026. So you do still have,
I told you, he's
on my list.
I tell you, he only does periodically. He doesn't do it a lot. Yeah, I love it.
Well, so it's April 25th of 2026. George will be performing at the AT&T Stadium in Lubbock. It's a one-night-only concert, also featuring appearances from Miranda Lambert and Hudson Westbrook. Tickets for George's concert will be available through his website beginning November 21st. Kelsea Ballerini and Chase Stokes apparently are giving love another chance. You believe in love? She and Stokes have reportedly gotten back together after quietly breaking up earlier this year. A source has told Us Weekly that apparently there's still a lot of love there. They fell back into it very naturally. They first sparked dating rumors in January of 2023 after she slid into his DMs on social media. Well, speaking of love and whatnot, Riley Green was doing a recent interview when he said he's got a clear green flag when it comes to dating. He says a green flag would be if Carl likes you. Do you know who Carl is?
Is that his dog?
It, yes.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yes, he says, if my dog Carl approves of you, then we might have a shot. Finally, Shooter Jennings continues to foster his father's legacy, already shepherding the release of three posthumous Waylon Jennings albums, the first of which, Songbird, was released just a few weeks ago. Shooter has revealed that a documentary about Waylon Jennings' life and career was already in development. A fan posted Shooter on X, with all the bad movies and documentaries about folks I don't care about, how about a documentary about Waylon? Jennings was way ahead of the follower and responded, there is an official Waylon documentary underway with my good friend Greg Oliver directing. Willie Nelson was just interviewed yesterday. How about that? That's something to look forward to.
I love it.
Those are your trending headlines.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Chip, Brett Eldridge, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD at 6:50. Got Rick, you got Patty, your morning commute. Thanks, guys, for keeping the cord plugged in right now. 41 degrees for you. Today's high near 55 with a slight chance of a rain shower on your commute. So just be aware of that today. We're getting super excited because Luke Combs in Vegas. That's going to kick off on Monday.
I know. How exciting.
Very cool. It's going to be super awesome. Out of Pasco, hotel accommodations, airfare, $500 spending cash. We're going to hook you up the right way, and it's going to be awesome, awesome, awesome to see Luke Combs. Now, while you're over there on the KORD mobile app, we got a $500 Visa gift card that you can win just
after the holidays, too.
So here's the deal.
What?
You win the Luke Combs, that's $500, and then you get the Visa gift card. That's another $500. You got $1,000. And if you want to do Light Up Tri-Cities, there's another $500. So there's $1,500 that you can win from us instantly this holiday season.
I was talking to a veteran yesterday over at Walker's Furniture and Mattress in Kennewick, and they were telling me they go all out with their Christmas decorations. I'm like, you got to enter our contest.
Yes, thanks to our friends at Campbell & Company. It's Light Up Tri-Cities. If you're a business, if you're a resident, residential home, however you want to do it. Other people have done this in the past years, and it's so fun calling the winners, because every time we call the winners, I'm like, what are you going to spend the money on?
More lights.
So Light Up Tri-Cities is back thanks to Campbell and Company. We got our great Luke Combs flyaway thanks to Legends Casino. Lots of ways to win, win, win if you've got the KORD mobile app.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Number one for New Country, it's 102.7 KORD. Riley Green, Ella Langley, Don't Mind If I Do. 712, you got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you. And, of course, our great flyaway to see Luke Combs. That kicks off on Monday. And don't worry, we did play Zach Top a while back. We will give you chances very soon to win some Zach Top tickets. We're going to be doing a little contest. I never lie contest. So that is around the corner, and we'll give you a chance to win some Zach Top tickets coming very soon. We're excited because, we're a week and a half away?
I know. Yeah.
It's going to be amazing, and we're super excited. Two big shows, Toyota Center and Zach Top coming to town, and we're excited to be giving away some tickets, and that is coming up around the corner for you. In the meantime, we've got other people's problems brought to you this morning by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. And what is going on with Jason here?
Rick. And Patty, I'm really trying hard not to lose my mind over something that probably shouldn't make me this mad, but my wife just spent $200 on one of those Starbucks barista bears on eBay because she couldn't find one in the store.
Oh,
I say she got a deal. Those things are expensive. She couldn't find one in the store. I almost flew off the handle when I found out. The problem is, this isn't exactly new behavior. She's been on a spending spree lately. She goes absolutely nuts at Target, and now with Thanksgiving around the corner, I'm starting to panic. Groceries are already through the roof. I haven't even started Christmas shopping for the kids yet. I don't want to start a fight, but I do want to have a serious conversation with her about how bad her spending is getting. Every time I bring up money, she gets defensive. She says, I'm overreacting. How can I talk to her about this out-of-control spending without sounding like a total jerk or turning it into another argument? I love her, but this bear might be the straw that broke the budget. Yep. Jason and Pascal.
You know, I was thinking that maybe there's something emotionally going on right now, that she's got some need to go out and buy and do this thing right now.
Remember the Stanley Cups?
Don't get me started.
What this bear is with Starbucks, and people are going absolutely berserk. I watched a video where two guys were duking it out.
I'm not into one of those bear cups.
I'm
not into FOMO. You've already learned from me. FOMO, I could, you know, it's like running.
Tickle Me Elmo back in the day.
I had a fight for a Tickle Me Elmo way back in the day for Logan when he was a toddler. And that was the last 5 a.m. or 4 a.m. ever. I was like, nope, never going to do it. We were 1 year, the glider, the razor, the scooters were big.
And
we had gotten there at 4 in the morning. Everybody got into Walmart. And this lady had taken all the scooters and put it in her basket. And she was walking around, driving around.
She was selling them out, and people were paying.
And so someone finally shut it down and got the manager, hey, this lady is selling them out of her cart, because she would have, oh, I want that Tickle Me Elmo. I need that. Well, it's $300. So they would have to pay the $300 and then go to the checkout stand whatever the money was for that.
But that Starbucks bear cup is like the big.
So what is it? I don't know. What is it about humans that
you have to be cool?
Yeah, and I get it, man. You're right. Groceries are up. Benton PUD just said they're going to raise the rates. I just saw a news story that they're raising the rates up, whatever the rates are going to be up for whatever they're doing. I mean, yeah, things are up. So you would think people would start going, hey, guys,
get smarter and
dial it back. Yeah, dial it back.
But we're not.
I would have, it's funny, Jace. I would have a problem with this. I've always said this. I have never bought anything that would ever put my family in financial jeopardy.
Oh, I know.
Ever.
No.
So, I always stick to that. In my mind, I have a budget in my head of whatever I'm doing, even if it's Christmas, even if it's whatever it is, I have a budget. And we've joked about on the air where once we start getting close to the top of the budget, then I start sweating. Because in my mind, I'm like, hey, that's the number.
I know, because how many times do you go over? I go over all the time.
I try not to. But then my wife's like, why are you so irritated? Well, because, honey.
I can't stick to my budget.
Because in my mind,
going way over.
As my wife is ordering drinks, I'm like, you're getting, at 16 bucks a drink, I'm like, can you stop the train? Can we stop?
I'm that way too. Yeah. I'm that way too. Whenever my husband, when we could just go out for dinner.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And then why was it so much? Well, I wonder if it was that giant beer you had, Jeff.
Exactly. Hmm. So this is the conversation you want to have. I will say this might take some counseling on this one, just because if she's defensive about it, and it seems like she may be substituting something in with all the shopping.
I don't tell Jeff how much I spend on things. But I will say that I'm not going after that Starbucks bear.
All right.
I'm not doing that.
But you spend more than Jeff.
Always.
Yeah. My wife. I will say my wife obviously spends more than I do. Yeah. Then I don't spend like my wife does. So, all right, Jason, we'll do our best to solve it for you guys. App chat us, call us, let us know what would you do in the situation. We'll do our best to help you. I don't know which way this is going to go this morning, because sometimes it's heavy. We just don't know. So chime in, let us know. That's other people's problems. You got Rick and Patty, KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Number one for new country, it's 1027 KORD, your morning commute. Hey, thanks for keeping the KORD plugged in, 724. We're super excited because Light Up Tri-Cities is coming back, thanks to our friends Campbell and Company. We're looking for the biggest showing of holiday lights, aren't we, Patty?
Yep, once you get those lights up on your house, your lawn, maybe it's your storefront, you could win some holiday cash. When you're ready, open the station app and submit a picture of your display.
It's going to be awesome. $500 up for grabs, and it's going to be amazing. And again, we'll get that up on the app, get the lights. I know it's going to take people we always make the joke about our neighbors over here with the reindeer on top. Won't take them long to get it going. They're already.
Of course not.
They just got to flick the switch, and they're good to go.
Of course, we got to thank Campbell and Company for helping us do this.
Yay, Campbell and Company. Yep, $500 up for grabs there, and it's a lot of fun with Light Up Tri-Cities. Another thing that's a lot of fun, it's country music's biggest night, the 59th Annual CMA Awards, hosted by Lainey Wilson, is coming around live from Nashville on November 19th. And we're proud to be a sponsor, and of course, we'll be airing it and all that good stuff. Any information you need will always be on the app, on the website. Any way you can celebrate the 59th Annual CMA Awards, Lainey's going to be a great host this year.
Of course she is. This is her second time doing so.
It's going to happen November 19th. We're going to be, you know, we're going to try to put you almost in the front row the best way we can radio-wise. So right? Definitely check it out. Keep it here to KORD. For more details, 1027 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Patty, thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you so much listening this morning. You know, a brand new survey from Hilton reveals that 53% of people make excuses.
For what?
To shorten their holiday family visits.
Well, I know not everybody wants to sit around Aunt Marie and listen to her.
I get it.
Chat about the old days.
Yes, I know that you and your in-laws kind of have an uneasy alliance. Basically, you're not their favorite person. I guess.
Totally not.
Yeah.
Totally not. Like my husband goes to Vegas with them without me.
Without you.
Like even he needs a vacation from me.
Right. Right. So So have you ever shortened a trip just because like okay I've had enough of this I'm out of here?
I will say we come from a different time. Remember when, I mean, like you stay at your parents' house when you go to visit.
Right.
Well, wait, I don't like doing that. So no, I mean, we will stay in a motel or hotel.
Okay. All right.
You know.
All right.
So I can relate. Yes.
It's really great. It's great. Megan still has both her parents, which is kind of cool. Uh-huh. I always tell her every single day, it's so great that you still have John and Kathy as my in-laws. And they're really great. They really are great. And I said, enjoy them while you got them, because everybody on my family's gone. Like any parental has all been gone for years. So have you ever lied to your family to shorten a family visit? If so, why did you lie? Yeah. What'd you tell them? What was the big excuse?
Especially now with the holidays coming up. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. With the holidays coming up and definitely. Oh, yeah. Sometimes like a little too much. Hey, I'm like you. I love my family, but a little too much is.
A little goes a long way. A little devil, do you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dippity do.
So
my family.
It was interesting that we were having dinner with a buddy of mine last night at the Marriott. He's flying out of Pasco this morning.
Okay.
And he talked about his parents and his dad, sadly, is elderly now. And then his stepmom. Well, they allowed somebody to buy an RV and stay on their property.
Yeah.
And now they're not gone. They're not gone. Number one, they're not gone. But they went away for a little trip. And guess what the people in the RV did? Ransacked their house.
What?
Took their jewelry.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
pawned all this stuff. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Oh, wow.
So
you can't trust anyone.
Well, so a lot of people ask me why my family's never invited to visit my house. Because they're going to case.
Your family will rob you?
They'll case the joint, man. You're going to case the joint. Not that there's anything to steal, but yeah,
you can't trust your family.
No.
This
horrific story, anyway, that I heard last night,
I've been there, done that.
I'll do whatever I can to help people, but I've never been hey, come stay at my place. You've done this where you said, hey, come stay at our place for a little bit.
Yeah, but I haven't had anybody rob me.
No, but they made fun of the oil that you gave them. So, I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah, you've had freeloaders come, right?
Yes.
You've had freeloaders come.
Yes, yes.
You know, and then.
I forgot about that.
And then the crap they say, you're like, what are you saying? This is free, man.
My best friend all of a sudden showed up on my doorstep and. She stayed a little longer than what
you wanted.
She wasn't even invited first off.
Right, see, exactly. So, yeah, we've all had those situations. Yeah. So how did you shorten the family visit? We'll take some calls. It's going to be a lot of fun. 547-KORD, your calls are on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027-KORD.
Ben? You know, the holidays are around the corner, and sometimes you need that excuse to, you know, we love our families, but a little too much family sometimes could be like, I got to get the heck out of Dodge here.
So, look, I got an emergency phone call. Yeah, I've got to go to work suddenly.
So, yeah, brand new survey by Hilton says that 53% of people make excuses to shorten their holiday family visits. Like, I know we're getting ready for, you guys are going to Leavenworth for Thanksgiving,
we
right?
We are. We rented a cabin.
That's going to
be
for
the holiday. Well, for Thanksgiving. Because we don't know anybody.
That's gonna be you're gonna take a DJ and head out to the
I hills. Hope to do some hiking.
Yeah,
with all my newfound energy.
It's gonna be gorgeous up there in Leavenworth. We're going back to Oregon. We do my wife's got the family ranch over there in Condon, so we got the Weimer farm. We'll be out there hanging out. So with her parents and stuff.
I have to ask: is it gonna be a Marionberry pie or will it be pumpkin pie? Well, I assume it's pumpkin. Because
We'll have pumpkin, but Marionberry is my wife's favorite pie. I would not be shocked if there's not a Marionberry pie along with that. But you got to have pumpkin. For me, I mean, some people like Apple, but I mean, I'm all, when it's
They're already out at Costco, and they're $5.99.
Yeah. When it comes for me, when it comes to Thanksgiving, I need turkey and I need pumpkin pie. Those are the two things that I think are just, that they got to be there. And a big tub of Cool Whip. More Cool Whip than pumpkin pie. I'm good with that. So anyway, yeah, we're heading out to the farm. It's going to be a lot of fun. But sometimes you want to make an excuse like, hey, you know, I've had enough of this. We're hitting the road. So have you ever lied to your family to shorten a family visit? If so, why did you lie and what happened? Tell us your story.
One time I lied and told him I was having contractions so I could get out of there.
What?
I had to go. Oh, my gosh. They must have spent about 15, 20 minutes standing there filling my belly like and trying to time these so-called contractions. Wow. So, and then my aunt says, oh, my gosh, that's like 5 minutes. I'm trying to, like, really button down and see, you know, put some time in between them or something. She's like, oh, my God, they're like 5 minutes. She was like, I'll get my coat. She told my mom to get her stuff and her shoes. And I'm like, oh, gosh, no. I'm like, you know, it's close, but it's not, you know, on time. If anything, they'll give me a shot to stop it, you know. There's no sense of you guys coming and sitting at the hospital with me.
That's so funny. No. That's funny. Wow. Yeah. Fake contractions. I love that idea. And then you got the family. It's like, let's load up the car.
I know. Let's go. We'll go.
Let's go, Beverly Hillbillies.
We're all going.
That's right. Come on, Jethro. Come on. Come on, Granny. Let's get over there and get to the hospital so we can have a baby. 547 KORD. Have you ever lied to your family? Shorten the family visit. What'd you do?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
With my family, because of the drama that they tried. Once the drama starts going, you can see it swirling. Once it starts to swirl, it's time to go.
Yeah.
Usually there was an excuse of, I mean, we use every excuse in the book. The water heater broke. The neighbor just called. There's something. The alarm has gone off on the house. We got to get home. Yeah, there's always something. Yeah. Definitely.
That's how you do it. That's how you avoid the, oh, sorry, we left the oven on, left the lights, oh, gotta go. Dogs need to be fed. Ours is dogs need to be fed.
Oh,
is
our that, probably, that's our, your, so
probably
next,
our, yeah, probably okay. Our number one is probably, oh, because we have three dogs.
I know
and,
you do.
And you've got DJ, but it's like, oh, yeah, dogs need to be fed.
No, my dog has to be walked. Right. Sorry, gotta go.
Gotta go, exactly. So there you go. Have you ever lied to your family, shortened the family visit? Why? Well, more of your calls. We're having fun with these guys. More of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
Love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Nine, number one for New Country, it's 102.7 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. Good morning. Appreciate you listening this morning. Of course, got a great flyaway for Luke Combs on the way. Thanks to our friends at Legends Casino. Light Up Tri-Cities is back. Thanks to Campbell and Company. $500.
That's a big deal.
A lot of things are up for grabs right now. And thank you for keeping the cord plugged in. Lots of things you can win. And you can do it right there on the KORD mobile app. If you got the KORD mobile app, a couple little surprises up there. Some great articles. Number one, GWA has got some delays and detours. Right, Patty?
Yeah, don't say we didn't warn you. Here's what I'll just say I'm avoiding it. Now
yeah.
I take it on my way, you know, getting on to 240, but in the afternoon, I'm just avoiding it altogether.
Yeah, and you live in that area, so you have to deal with it. I live in Kennewick, so luckily I don't have to deal with it. But if you're headed that way, GWA, lots of the work continues, lots of delays over there. And then something really cool you posted about yesterday, inflatable dome. Explain what the big giant dome is.
So the memorial pool, was only open for outdoor swimming. Well, now, city of Pasco, you know, it was in the works for like, you know, 7 years after they got it all. It's almost come to fruition. The dome is up.
That's so cool.
People are going to be able to swim
right
this winter.
During the winter.
Yes.
During the winter. It's really cool. And one of our favorite stories of the morning, we've already been talking about it, but a baby was delivered on Highway 395. Big thank you, Franklin County deputies. They were out there. And a
they
baby
were on
girl,
their way.
They were
and,
on
and
their
a
way.
The baby couldn't wait.
Yeah.
She had to hop into the world, right?
It's an amazing story. And my mom swears one of us was born on the toilet. Now, it's not me. I know my
wasn't
mom,
you?
It was not me, thank goodness. But my sister delivered my niece in the cab. My sister lives in Spokane.
Yeah.
And so she didn't get to the hospital in time, and out came my niece Kelsey. So I'm fully aware in my family. Apparently, they just come down the chute.
Yeah,
apparently, in my family, they come down the chute
when they're ready to enter the world. There ain't no stopping them.
Yeah, so big thank you again to the Franklin County deputies. Quick thinking, what would you do if you suddenly saw a car pulled over and the legs rip in the air and like,
I'd be
hey,
like, what's
Rick
going on?
Rick and Patty. I'd be like, oh, where's my catcher's mitt? Let's get going. You know, what would you do in that situation? So
it's a
heartwarming story, and you guys are going to love it right now on the station mobile app. Another thing you're going to love is if you want to lose 20 to 30 pounds, we've got the secret for you. I know the holidays can be a little intimidating in terms of eating, but I am very confident going into Thanksgiving and Christmas, thanks to the weight loss that I've done already with Tri-City's weight loss.
You can handle it.
I am now well prepared mentally to handle eating during the holidays and not.
Same.
And because I lost the 20 to 30 pounds, I lost 20 pounds. Patty lost 50.
We know what to do to maintain, don't we?
We do.
If you want to lose 20 to 30 pounds in a month or two, just like Rick and I did, you need to give Tri-City's weight loss a call at 509-410-0670. They've got the map. You follow it. The weight falls off.
It really does. Took me 6 weeks to lose 20 pounds. Patty's done a couple months in for the 50 pounds.
Yep.
It can be done. Mm-hmm. You got to follow the plan, and Ashley and Dr. Lopez are there for you. Give them a call. Check them out, tricitiesweightloss.com, and let them know that Rick and Patty sent you.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Problem. All right. So they probably would. I always think about my wife having to be married to me. That's got to be quite the task or chore. All right. Right now, 42 degrees.
Well, I wasn't going to say that, but as long as you recognize that, Rick.
Oh, my gosh. Patty, I know my strengths. I know my weaknesses. I think that was probably one of the best compliments I ever got from somebody.
What?
One time, as they said, you're very self-aware of myself. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I know the dumb things I
are
say.
Are you?
I am. I do know. I mean, now, just be honest, Patty. Do you know your strengths and weaknesses?
I'm not sure, but I know that people often do put me in my place.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
I have been told a time or two to stay in my own lane.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll just say this. People have no problem making an example out of me.
That's not a fun situation.
It's not fun.
That's not a fun situation to be in. No, I mean, but, you know, it's always good to know your strengths and your weaknesses. And so when someone always brings something up, I'm like, yep, I already know that one.
I'd like to think I'm self-aware, but I know that there are times when I'm not.
Yeah.
And people have told me that I'm not.
Well, it's like you don't know sometimes, you know, you don't know.
It's true.
You know, when you walk into a room and everybody's somber, but you don't know why they're somber. You're like, hey, guys, I'm here. And then they're like, but you don't know what they were talking about. And then you go, oh, that's what they were talking about. Oh, sorry, guys. especially with radio people. We had dinner with a buddy of mine last night as he flew out of Pasco. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about radio people being loud, you know, or we can be loud, And it's like, yeah, so you've got normal people that are not loud. And then suddenly some radio person walks, hey, guys. Honky, honky, wink, wink, boop,
but
boop,
yet,
boop.
But yet, oddly enough, there are some radio people who do mumble.
Yeah.
And you're like, can you speak up? What's your speaking voice?
Yeah, there's mumblers, too. You got all kinds of people. So, and speaking of all kinds of people, Jason's got a situation going on in other people's problems. We're going to try to solve this spending spree problem that his wife's got. What's going on here?
So his wife got one of those Starbucks barista bears on eBay. She spent $200. And he says, I almost flew off the handle when I found out. But the problem is, it's not exactly new behavior. She's been on a spending spree. Apparently, she spends, you know, like you say, a drunken sailor.
Yeah.
I say, though, $200 for the Starbucks barista bear on eBay. She's getting a deal because I've seen them. And I've seen people, you know, fist fight over these things.
Wow.
But he says, he goes on. She goes absolutely nuts at Target and Thanksgiving coming up and now Christmas shopping for the kids. He says, I don't want to start a fight, but I do have to have a serious conversation about how her bad spending is getting.
And I just looked.
It's getting bad.
And I just looked at eBay, and you're correct. This bear, there's one for $200. There's one for $199. This is $215, $172.
Well, they sold out completely at Starbucks. You can't find them.
And then it looks like it's funny. Someone added onto our list down here.
Yeah, look at that.
It was a 50. This is Haley. Haley said she had to look up the barista bear, and it's $50,000.
Who's paying that?
Yeah, because somebody's going to walk out with it. But the majority is $200. So we hear you on that. So Haley says had to look up the barista bear on eBay. Maybe she's a genius, or maybe the seller's crazy.
I know. And then Mary goes on. She says I'll never understand people like that. Maybe gather a list of her spending the last couple of months and then have a sit down with her. Maybe offer an allowable amount that she can spend each month. And then, if, you know, she needs to go anything beyond that amount, like say over $100, good luck.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know.
That's a good conversation.
I wish Jeff would have that chat with me.
Yeah.
I'd be like, who's paying the bills? But, I mean, we split everything 50-50. He doesn't, you know.
I just have one rule. If you buy something that puts you financially in trouble, then you've got a spending problem.
Yeah.
Exactly. To be in debt, like you said, for a Stanley Cup or a Barista Bear, that's ridiculous. If you've got extra money, great, get it for yourself. But if you don't be stupid. That's it.
I don't know. I mean, I bring up like the Rush concert tickets. I've spent some.
I've spent some
dough on concert tickets.
I know you have.
You know, and I go, wait a minute. I work in radio. Don't I know anybody?
Yeah, that's right. And they're like, sorry, don't got any patty.
it's not happening. Like, take for instance, we talked about the Eagles.
Yeah.
Right? You know,
that's a great one.
Well, they're at the Sphere in Las Vegas.
That's
going
to be expensive.
Oh, my
gosh. That's
going to
be expensive. And so if you've got, I'm in the camp, you got the money. You get to spend the money. If you don't have it, you don't spend the money.
I know it.
You know? Even if it's a once-in-a-lifetime
thing. But
then
you go, but that's what credit cards are for.
Nope, exactly. I was thinking about the 50-year Home Alone, Dave Ramsey spinning. I can see Dave Ramsey's head like 50-year mortgage. Dave Ramsey like the Exorcist and spitting out pea soup. Anyway, all right, we did our best to solve this for you. 547-KORD. Have the conversation with your wife. You'll be okay. Rick and Patty, 1027-KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027-KORD.